Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil. I've got the cake in my mouth from the good Woodstar Bakery. Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA and Rebecca Robbins from Woodstar in Northampton, a bakery sourcing many of their ingredients locally. What was it that I was just eating? It's like a small pie, first of all, that I probably should have, as a civilized person, cut up into a little piece, but decided to just take a bite out of. Like, hold a pie and just take a bite out of the side of it.
So that's called a fresh fruit tart.
That has nothing to do with wanting to wear fancy feather boas.
No.
This is just a delicious baked good.
The crust is called a shortbread crust, so that's a lot of butter being held together with some flour and sugar. Then the filling is a vanilla bean pastry cream. All of our milk comes from Maple Line Farm. On top of that are fresh raspberries grown on the farm that I have with my husband, and I picked those raspberries this morning.
Nice.
So it took like 2 hours to go from your farm to his mouth?
Isn't that a little long?
2 hours?
Is it hard as a baker to source things locally?
Yes, very.
Why?
Well, there's issues around flour. A lot of the local flour isn't organic, and we are trying very hard to be organic first, and also non-GMO before local considerations.
GMO is genetically modified, of course, and there's a huge debate raging all across the country about how much the consumer should be allowed to know about what is and what is not GMO. So you're intentionally trying to avoid it.
Yes.
Is that hard to do?
It is hard to do if you're not constantly looking out for that. It sneaks into places where you least expect it. You find corn in table salt, corns in baking powder. I don't think people necessarily expect that.
Rebecca Robbins from Woodstar, the bakery in Northampton, also a coffee shop, but you're a bakery first. How long have you been a baker?
17 years.
An interesting part, I think, is that you're in the old fire station in downtown Northampton. People may not remember at this point because it looks so lovely there. And Media Education Foundation, a nonprofit group, owns that building and helped give you your start, no?
Yes, I owe them a lot of thanks. When I started, I was only 28 years old, and I had nothing but determination and my good recipes. They took a big chance on me, I think. It was a leap of faith that I could do it and be a reliable tenant. If they had listened to a typical consultant, they never would have rented to me. But they did, and they've been great all these years.
So, hey, white guys, thank you at the Media Education Foundation, who have a great new website called Exploded View, and they exploit the views of white guys. They're very funny videos starring the president of the city council, Bill Dwight. Rebecca Robbins from Woodstar.
What else are you growing on your own farm?
We now have our own eggs. I'm working to achieve egg independence through the 30 chickens that just started laying on our farm. We got them in the spring.
So do you have more chickens or more employees?
I have 2 more chickens than I have employees.
Is that because they're not as productive as your employees?
I think we need to think of something to do with those other 2 chickens.
But yeah, we are growing a lot of things for ourselves, tomatoes, kale, beets, zucchini, greens. We planted an orchard, so we'll be seeing the fruits of that labor in about 10 years.
Quite literally. Rebecca Robbins from Woodstar, Northampton. I'm about to die, and you need to create for me the greatest going away forever baked good. What is it going to be?
Well, no matter what time of day it is that you're dying.
She doesn't look that sad, Monty.
No, she doesn't.
It's our eclair. If somebody was only going to have one thing, I would say it's our eclair.
Why?
It's perfect. It's authentic. We make every component from scratch, and we make it in a traditional way. Even when you go to France now, you go from bakery to bakery, and the eclairs all look exactly the same. And it occurred to me, oh, these shells, that's called pate à choux. The choux must be just getting made in a factory. Each one of ours is unique like a snowflake. They all just come out slightly differently.
So you would recommend, instead of spending a lot of money on a plane flight, just go down to Woodstar?
Yeah.
It seems like a good way to die.
Yeah.
The eclair from Woodstar and Rebecca Robbins, local heroes, and Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, buylocalfood.org.